Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Today is June 21st, 2008. We are having our mindfulness day together. How are you today? Good? You enjoy your day so far? On Wednesday, June 18th, there are a few families from Philippines sponsored by the Vietnamese Buddhist community. Because more than 15 years, there are about 200 families still left back in the Philippines. They came to Philippines by they are the refugees, and they still stuck in Philippines for more than 15 years. Many of them escaped Vietnam when they are single, and now they came to Canada with big families. They get married with Filipinos ladies, and they have children. And our temple sponsor about 10 families. And just last Wednesday, a few families already immigrant in Canada. And I just like to announce this good news, so you can share this happy moment with those families. And within a few days, they just came, and many Vietnamese families came and visit them and bring them to help them to do paperwork, to apply for health care, to apply for social insurance card, etc. They're very happy. And their wives, their children do not speak Vietnamese. They speak Filipino and English. They speak good English. And I heard that in Philippines, they have the program to teach English to the children since they were kindergarten. So English is one of their daily main language too. So when they came to Canada, they have no problem with the language. They speak good English. We're happy for them. Dear brothers and sisters, in the Buddhist temple, we used to call all the bell, the drums, the handbell as Dharma instruments. The instruments that use in the Dharma. And this is the mindfulness bell. The capacity of the mindfulness bell help us to awake. Sometimes we call supporting bell. And during the chanting, we used to once a while we invite the bell to remind everybody to go back to the present moment. So this is one of the instruments in Buddhist practice center. All the instruments we use, we call Dharma instruments. Sometimes we call a person who is all their life, they live for the sake of the other beings, other people. We also call that person a Dharma instrument too. Do you understand what I say? So everyone, the Buddha called us Dharma instrument. You are the good instrument for your family, for the society. And one day the Buddha looked at the king's elephant, and the Buddha said, ask his the elephant's tamer how this elephant can be called the good elephant of the king. And the tamer said, if this elephant accepted by the king that he is a good elephant, a strong elephant, he has to have five qualities. And the first one is the listener. The elephant must be a good listener. Listener, listen to its tamer. The second quality of the elephant is to be a good, the elephant is a good destroyer. Destroy the horse, the people who are against the elephant, or the one who against, they try to kill the king, and the elephant must have strong enough to be the destroyer, to kill back its enemies. And the third quality of the elephant is a protector, know how to protect his tusk, his body. The fourth quality is an endurer. He can endure many difficulties. And the fifth one is a goer, would mean he know what to go, where to go. And after ask the tamer about the qualities of the elephant, and the Buddha turned to the monks, and the Buddha told the monks, my dear students, you also practice like an elephant. You also need to have these five qualities to be a good Dhamma instrument. A Dhamma instrument not only for the temple, for your religion only, but if we are the good instrument, we can bring a lot of happiness, peace and joy for our family, for the society. We always have good qualities in us, but because we do not know how to water the good seed in us often, we only think that sometimes people feel that they are useless. Many children, they came to me and they very sad, and they say, I am useless. And sometimes I show them the piece of rag in the kitchen. I says, you see, this piece of rag still useful. We can use it to wipe the floor, to wipe where are dirty things. So never, there is nothing useless if we know how to use. Like we have 24 hours a day. If we know how to use the day will become meaningful. We can do a lot of things in that day. Like today, people will look at us and they say, you don't know how to use your day. Why you have to go there and keep quiet all day, sitting and slow walk and eating in silence? You need to enjoy. You need to enjoy your life. When I was in high school, many people told me that. I feel sorry for you. Why? Why you have to sacrifice your life in that way? No television, nothing to be enjoyed. I said, but I like it this way. I have my joyfulness, but my joyfulness is stable. The joyfulness that people enjoy outside is unbalanced. Sometimes so exciting, sometimes so happy. And if the party is over, they come back with the sadness, the emotional. But our practice is we learn how to transform our emotional. We transform our inner habit. And one of the quality that we should have, that is listening. You come to the Buddha's teaching long time, and you know that the Buddha always encouraged about learning how to listening deeply. Because if we want to help someone, we do not listen to them, how can we help? Sometimes we also need to listen to ourselves too, in order to see what's wrong with our body, what's wrong with our mind. If you are driving a car, you also must pay attention to your car too, right? Sometimes you need to listen how it sounds today. It sounds weird. It's not as normal as usual. And since then, you realize your car has something wrong, and you come and fix. You come to the auto repair to get fixed. Same thing. Some once a while, we need to listen to ourselves. Because yesterday, we learned the word practice. Practice means to fix. How can we fix ourselves if we cannot understand what's wrong with us? How can we get treatment if we do not know what's wrong with our body? What kind of sickness we have? So one of the things is we need to listen. And how we listen? One of the ways that we need to listen to the Dhamma. Dhamma not only means the teaching of the Buddha, but we can listen to the good from the others. Chinese people used to say, to find $1,000,000 is easy, but to find a good word to help you is hard. And sometimes they say that the very straight word sometimes very hard to listen. But if you listen to that carefully, you will be a good person. Some bitter herbal, very hard to drink, to take. But after you took it, it healed your body. And in this life, we also need, sometimes we need to listen to some of the words that are very hard to listen. We have to listen, because listening is one of the practice. Who knows, when we listen deeply like that, we learn more from that. So we used to have one of the practice called Dhamma discussion. After the Dhamma talk, we will have the session like that. We sit as a circle. We share together. And when someone share, we sit and listen attentively. Many people in this world, they need to speak out. They suffer. You know, this morning, the phone rings around 5:30 a.m. Up to 9 o'clock, I come here with you with the meditation. People call 5:30 because some of them live far from our city. Some of them live in the state, and their hours are different than us. So when they call, they're already 7:30 or 8:30. They don't know here it's only 5:30. They call very early. And they talk about their problem for 40 minutes, for an hour. After I hung up, there's another phone ring up to 9 o'clock. And sometimes the nun joking with me. They said, Thai, you know, 10 days you're away from the temple. The telephone has been laid off. Can rest for 10 days. I don't know what can I help them. But they feel that they want to share their story with me. I know sometimes I cannot help anything. But during that time, they need to speak out what they need to speak. And some people, they have hot temper. You know, but you have to accept. You have to do your best. In our family, sometimes we need to practice like that, to listen to our loved one. As a nurse, you are not only to support your patient by giving them medication or bring them outside, but sometimes you need to listen to them. Sometimes they give you a lot of hard time too. I have a lady who worked at a parking lot, and she said every day people blaming her, swearing at her because, you know, she is the only one who sit there and collect the money. Sometimes they just turn in, they take the ticket, they come out, they have to pay. They don't like that, but that's the law. She doesn't make up the rule. That is the rule. When you get into the parking lot, you must pay. But of course, we don't want to pay that. We never park, and we have to pay for half, for 30 minutes. That is the rule. From 1 minute to 30 minutes, same price. Sometimes only 31 minutes, you have to pay another half hour. Life is like that. Sometimes, you know, I said, you know, this is what you do for a living. Then this is how to get money for a living. Not that easy. So to become a good instrument for our loved one, for our family, we learn to listening. The same as the elephant, listen to the timber. And we learn to listen. First, we listen to the Dharma, the teaching of the Buddha. But remember, the Buddha always gives us three practices. Listening, acting. When you listen to something, after you reflect, to see whether the teaching of the Buddha is fit for your situation. It can help for your situation or not. And then you practice that. Don't just listen and do it without any reflecting. So the doctrines, the teaching of the Buddha is for us to practice, not for us to attach or to die for. Many people, they're willing to create the war. They die for the doctrines of their, for their saint, for their what they call but in Buddhism it's different. If the teaching of the Buddha able to help you, and go ahead and use it, but those are not the doctrines that you die for, that you attach and you argue for. And if you die for that, you just destroy yourself. So the Buddha gave us three practices: listening, reflecting, and practicing. Today you come here, what I share with you, you should reflect. And then if you see, yes, this has helped me, go ahead and practice. And if anything able to help you, that is a good medication, that is a good Dharma. Because some of the teaching, they are unable to help you at all, because it doesn't fit for yourself, for your own situation. And after you realize that in ourselves we have the capacity of listening, but just because of our habit energy, we just want to stop people. We don't want to listen. When we first met that person, we hope that person talk to us. Speak to us. Speak to me. Talk to me. But after a while living together, we don't want to listen to that person anymore. Every time that person tries to say something, no, I don't want to hear. There was a young monk, a young man, who came to a teacher and say, "Do you know that many people listen to you, but not me? I don't want to listen to you, and I will never listen to you. If you can think of something to speak to me and make me listen to you, and I will sit and listen to you." The master said, "Okay, please come to my right." And he come to his right. "Oh, no, you come to my left. It's easier for me to speak to you." He turned around, he walked around, and he come to his left. Now I feel that I think you stand in front of me, come close to me, and I can speak to you easily." So he walked to the center, he come closer to the monk, and the monk said, "See, you listen to me. I told you to move to the left, I told you move to the center, you listen to me, three directions. So you are a good listener." Just sit down and listen. We have that capacity. The monk want to show that man, you have a capacity of listening. And just because of your ego, you're proud, you don't want to listen to anyone. And the monk want to give him the lecture. Once you listen, you open your mind a lot. You understand a lot of things. So we have the Bodhisattva called Avalokiteshvara, the lady statue. She vowed to sit solidity and listening deeply to the cries of living beings. We can be that kind of Bodhisattva. We can go everywhere to listen to the suffering. You know that last week when I gave a talk in Virginia, and on that day the public talk about 600 people, and they come and they listen to the talk. And when we come to the session of question and answer, and there was a lady who is about 73 years old. She stand up, she cried, and she said, "Thai, for 32 years, I have done wrong things to my mother-in-law. When my husband left me, and people give me a wrong direction, they told me that, they give me the advice, if you find something dirty and give to your mother-in-law to eat that dirty thing, and your husband will come back and live with you." And she listened to that. She finds something dirty and gave to her mother-in-law. But you know what she said, "Thai, after I have done that, my husband still don't come back. I have lost my husband. But beside that, I also create a very big sin for me. I have treated my mother-in-law that way. Today, I would like to express this to you, and can you please help?" And she told me that for 32 years, every night, every day, every night, she have a dream. Same dream for 32 years. You know what is her dream? She dreamed that she walked and walked very far, very dark, but she doesn't know the way to go back. And I told her, because of that action, and you have no one to help, you did not express, you did not dump out what's wrong with you, what is the something very heavy in you, and that is why you cannot come back in your dream. And I told her, from now on, after you share this out, hundreds of people here to witness for you, and I will ask the community to join their hands to support and to lend you our spiritual support. You are just a victim. You have a good intent. You want to bring your husband back. But unluckily, you have found a wrong advisor. They give you the wrong direction. You don't mean to do things like that. We understand you are just a victim. And I ask the whole hall to join our hands and recite the name of the Avalokiteshvara. And she stand up. She said, "Thai, today in front of hundreds of you here, I will bow you to confess. I bow the whole community to confess." She turned to me. She bowed 3 times. She turned to the community. She bowed 3 times. Hundreds of people just cry. The whole hall was silent. And all of us join our hands and accept her vows, accept her confession. So we see that in this entire life, there are many people, they have contained things in their heart for many, many years. And I recite the gatha while she bowing. And this is the gatha. All your wrongdoings just come from your heart. Now you use that heart to confess deeply, sincerely. After you have said out what you have done wrong, your heart, your mind is light and free like a piece of cloud. For many years, the nature of the cloud is free and light. I don't know here, any one of you here have experienced when you have something that you hold inside of you for a long time, and one day you can find the way to take it out. You feel so light and so happy. So if we are a good practitioner, learn to listen. Listen to others. Listen to us. Last night, I encouraged the Sangha to spend 10 to 15 minutes every day to meditate. And when you meditate like that, you can hear yourself. You can hear and you can reflect back what's wrong with yourself and your family to find out the way to help. Listening to the Dhamma is like a very strong floating water able to clean all the garbage from the edge of the river. The teaching of the Buddha have the capacity to cleansing all the ignorance, the afflictions, the greed, the hatred in us. And that is what the Buddha called a destroyer. You are the destroyer. The destroyer doesn't mean you kill anyone. But we destroy all the negative seeds in us. All the negative habits in us. Sutra have 5 meanings. And one of the meaning means a strong river, a strong water floating. Because if a strong water can move all the garbage in the edge of the river, the mountain. And if we, in us, maybe still tiny afflictions hiding skillfully inside of us. And if we're listening to the Dhamma, we're practicing the teaching of the Buddha. The teaching of the Buddha able to help us to cleansing all of that. Before we practice, We are very sensitive. Whatever people say, even very small, we still attach and get angry or sad or upset. But now, those things unable to bother us anymore. I don't know what about you, but for myself, I feel that in me, we have transformed. So, the more you practice, the more you will transform. That is something must be, no doubt. You come here for whole day. Even you don't have the whole day at peace, but I'm sure at least an hour, all together, or 2 hours. But remember, not because 1 or 2 hours, and we feel our day is nothing. But if you don't come often, no hour, no minute. So a minute or an hour is still better than nothing. So that's why I don't mind if we only have 10 or 15 or 20. Because I feel that you still come to practice. That is my happy. My purpose is to share the day with you. And you feel that you need, you come. So of course, if we have more than, we're happy for many more. But sometimes people busy, they cannot come and attend. We just enjoy whatever number we have. And you see that the nuns very happy to help us for the meals, for supporting us for the day. All we come here is to just to enjoy and to relax. And if we cannot relax, I don't know what can we do. So we are good listening. When we listen deeply, we're able to destroy something. For example, if you misunderstand someone, you let that person speak. You listen. And after you listen deeply, you destroy your hate, your anger about that person. What is the weapon of the practitioner? The weapon for us to destroy. That is the understanding. That is the love. People ask the Buddha, I am an army. I am a soldier. I have gun. I have knives. I have sword. What do you have? The Buddha said, I have understanding and love as my weapons. I don't need to join the battle. But I know how to use these two weapons to solve the problems. Yesterday, the young man told me about his family situation. Because of his angry, he beat his wife. And, you know, since after he talked to me and he understand that, to solve the problem, if he uses his compassionate, his loving kindness, and his understanding, the family doesn't come to this bad. But everything is a lecture. You have no problems. You never learn anything. The third quality that the Buddha told us, that is a protector. What do we protect? We protect our six senses. The the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body, and the mind. Because we have so many things that come and attract us. Like the eyes, we have something to see. The ear, something to listen. The nose, something to smell. The tongue, something to taste. The body, something to touch. And the object of mind. When we see something, and then the object of mind starts to work. This is nice. This is not nice. This is good. This is bad. So all day long, we're just busy with looking, listening, smelling, tasting, touching, and create a lot of desperation. Good and bad, right and wrong. So we unhappy and we happy just because of these six objects. So the Buddha said, as a practitioner, try to protect your sixth sense a little bit. You only look at something that able to help you. Something is not your business, then you don't have to look. And if you are not well enough, don't listen to that. Because when you listen to that, it may give you a lot of problems. You are not a strong practitioner yet. Sometimes we feel unwell, right? We feel like we almost got flu or sick. Then of course we need to dress up properly. We are afraid from the, we avoid from the wind. We don't go to the place where it's easy to get sick. We don't eat something, it's easy to get sick. So if you don't feel well, don't eat watermelon, don't eat cucumber, because those can make you get sick more. We need to protect. The Buddha said, we need to listen to ourselves and to see what's wrong in order to protect yourself, protect your family. Sometimes your family doesn't have any problem yet, but you also need to protect, because life is impermanent. Anything can be happen. And how to protect? We learned to be good to each other, to be nice to each other. Try to use our loving speech. Don't feel that, oh, he is my she is my wife, I can say anything. He is my husband, I can say anything. Maybe that person don't speak up, don't react in that moment, but that person contain what you have said. For one day, for second day, for many days, they explode. And when they explode, you don't know what happened. The same as the man yesterday. He abused his wife for 7 years. Abuse doesn't mean he do something bad. He just say something very heavy to her. She just accept, accept, and accept. One day she cannot accept it. She report to the police and she create a problem bigger and bigger. And beside that, she have a lot of people give her the wrong advice. And you see, if we don't protect, we never know what happened. Meditation and chanting is one of the way to help us to protect. Because when you get in touch with the good words every day, and the good words come deeply to your mind each day, it helps you a lot. So that's why I like chanting. And at least I would chant once a day. In our temple, we chant 3 times a day. And if by somehow I'm not free, then at least I have one chanting in that day. or I will attend three chanting. You don't need to do a lot of chanting. 15 to 20 minutes is there. But read with your whole heartedly. Read carefully. When you read, you listen. We don't need to read out loud to the Buddha to hear. But we read for ourselves. But when you relay that, the word come directly. It pour directly to your mind. And the fourth quality of a good Dharma instrument is an endurer, to endure. In the Pali word, they call this word Saha. Saha means the place where a lot of problems you have to endure. Where there are good and bad. You enduring something is called Saha. When you practice, you also need to endure. It's like the monk who live in the forest and practice meditation. They have to endure the mosquitoes, the cold weather, or too hot. Many obstacles from outside. But of course, there are many obstacles from inside too. For instance, when you are not time to practice, you don't feel sleepy, you feel nothing, you're very okay. But when you start to come to the meditation, you start to fall asleep. Your legs start to pain, your back, and you feel itchy. You know, it bothers us during the practice, during the time we practice. Is anyone here have that kind of experience? But if you finish the session, you look so well. But when you come to the practice, you start to... That is what we call... We need to be careful about that. The Buddha called the obstacles. It prevents us on moving forward in the practice. So that's why some of the Zen practice center, they are not allow you to change your leg. Even when you pain, you have to sit there and endure. No move. And some of the monks, they make a great vow. I rather to die on this cushion, not to remove my leg. And some of them very successful in the practice. In here, I don't force you to do that. Because I know that you have limited of time to come here to practice. And I do not dare to make you feel suffer for 30 minutes. You only come here only once a week for 40 minutes. And you already suffer for 30 minutes. You just enjoy first 10 minutes. The rest of your 30 minutes, you just sit there and suffer because of your pain. So I don't want that. So I say that when you feel pain, just remove your leg. But everything you do in mindfulness and slowly, just aware. This is, you know, what we call the feelings of the body. You feel hurt, you feel itchy, you feel uncomfortable. You listen to your body. And you know this is only the feeling. What other things we need to endure when we practice? Unskillful word. Unskillful action. People can blame us. People praising us. That is normal. In this life, when you start to do something, nothing you will receive 100 people or 1,000 people support 100%. 99% people support, you still have 1% that don't agree. But that's okay. You just see what you need to do. Sometimes you will receive a lot of unwelcome words, unskillful action. People react. But you have to accept, especially if you are a monk or a nun. You work for the community. You don't get any benefit. You don't get any wage. Every day, you only got maximum three meals a day. And that's also just vegetables, tofu. Your clothes is only this kind of robe, brown, yellow, or gray. You have no access at all. People give you very little, but they have a very huge expectation on you. Not because of that, and you refuse your path. But once you accept this path, you have to accept and endure. Because these things help you to move forward to your destination. Same thing. We need to practice to transform all obstacles that come to us. Sometimes we plan to attend a mindfulness day. First thing in the morning, something happened. We cannot make it. We just want to make 2 hours on Friday to come to the meditation class. Last minute, something coming up, we cannot make it. Only 2 hours compared to the whole week. It's nothing, but still cannot make it. Sometimes people, you know, do all their best so they can ordain as a monk. Ordination times coming up, suddenly they got stroke, they die. Few years ago, I read a novel. There was a boy, very poor, no job, no family, no parents. He only 10 or 12 years old. Since he can start to walk like a baby, he have no parents. He have to begging on the street for his living. And the only wish that he wished that if he able to go to attend to the school. When he passed by the school, he looked at the children, the students in the class. He really feel that he need them. And there was a family help him to go to school. And on the day that he got a new pencil, a new notebook, so happy, he crossed over the street, the car hit him, and he died on the street. And that novel name, A Dream of a Little Grass, the author pretend he is just a little grass. People can step on him, people can cut him anytime, right? But that little grass, they still have a dream, a very small dream, still cannot justify. So this is the world of ender, the world of entering. Many, many unhappy things can happen to us. When you make the decision, you do something, you have to accept something against that. No, it doesn't matter what path you choose. You choose to ordain as a monk, or you choose the path that to get married, to have a family, you still have to deal with that. There are things for us to deal with, to transform. There was a novice who invited the bell. And one day there was a master, after his meditation, he listened into the bell deeply. He's so happy with the sound of the bell. And he called us novice and he said, "What kind of mind did you use when you invite the bell? What kind of mind?" The novice said, "Dear master, I don't know. But when I was a small novice, small boy, my teacher told me, when you invite the bell, use your Buddha's mind to invite the bell." That means use your awakened mind to invite the bell. The master, very happy, and say, "That's good. From now on, using that mind to do everything in your life, not only inviting the bell, but when you talk, when you do things for others, use that kind of mind to do it. The mind of liberation, the mind of love, the mind of awakening. But to do things with that kind of mind, and you will see things will be different. People can give you hard time. Don't give them hard time back. That is the only way to solve the problem. The one who wins worry will create one enemy. The one who woman cannot sleep. If we're able to let go either a winner or a loser, we can go home and sleep tightly. That is the teaching of the Buddha. Either you are the winner or you are a loser, you receive something back. If you are a winner, the one who lose is your enemy. The loser, you sleep. If we can let go of these two, we can go home and sleep well. And the quality, that is a goer, we know where to go. It's the same as the elephant. Know the direction. We also know our direction. We do not need to worry, what am I to be in the future? If you follow this way, for example, if you go, you use highway number 1 by the airport, you don't have to worry anything. For sure, you will stop at Red Deer or Calgary. And the Buddha one day gave the example, like the tree is already lean this side. When you cut off the tree, of course the tree will fall at the side where they already lean on. We have the direction. We have the map. We know where to go. And the one who know where to go, what can bring right happiness, right action, right livelihood, right understanding to their life and to their loved one. When we're able to end our hate, our suffer. What's ending mean? Ending mean here, we can, when it's arise in us. When you're unhappy, you know you're unhappy. Right at the moment you're aware of it, you already reduce, you already calm it down. At least 60%. 60 to 70% already. And then, when you're angry, don't hang around with that anger environment. Take a walk. You know where to go. That's a good goer. Many people, when they suffer, they don't know where to go. They go to the club. They go to casino. They're using drugs. And why? They just want to make them to forget about their suffering. But those are only things temporary to cover. But when they wake up again, they're still the same. Either even more sad, more unhappy. For us, we do something opposite. Look like we are weird. But that is the only unique way to transform our emotional. We know where to find a good place to go, a good things to do that does not damage our body, damage our mind, our family, or our life. Some people, they don't know where to go. They just direct to a very black path, very dark way. So if we already in the dark, we vow to step to the light. If we already in the light, we vow to step to the place more light. Do not be a person from the light to the dark, or from the dark to the dark. We will be the one from the dark to the light, and from the light to the light. Make our life better. So the good elephant of the king, they have five qualities. Listener, destroyer, a listener, a destroyer, a protector, an enderer, a goer. We are also the same. We practice. We will be a listener, a destroyer, a protector, an enderer, and a goer. As I mentioned, the word Dharma instrument does not apply only for the monks or the nuns, but every one of us. We can be a good instrument for our family, a useful instrument for ourselves, for the society. You know that every time when I go somewhere, I meet young people, and when I know that, you know, they have a good life, they go to school, they're successful in their career, in their education, I'm so happy, very happy. When I ask, "How are you?" I do not mean how is your health only, but I also mean how is your family and your mind, your practice. When I hear you okay in your practice, you're okay in your family, you're okay with yourself, your life, I'm very happy. It's a big gift. Especially young people. When I meet them, I always try to speak to them and hear something from them. If something good from them, I'm happy. If something is not good yet, I will give them some of my supporting. So I try to be a good instrument for others. And I also want to make others to become the good instruments for others too. Together, we become the good instruments for the society. And you see that in our society right now. Lot of wrong things happen. lot of disaster. How come? Just because we don't know how to go back and balance our life. Material life, spiritual life, always must be balanced. If we only focus to the material and we totally forgot about the spiritual, the society will be very hard. We give a lot of hot temper. A lot of spending, but no gaining. When we spend something, we must gain something back in order to keep this life survive well, the circulation well. You look at this hall, you see we only have 2 fans. And that 2 fans is not for to give us some fanning, but that fan to circulate the air for the hall. In the winter, when the heat come up, and this fan must turn to circulate and keep the whole hall warm, because the hall is quite high and heat only come up, but nothing down here. Circulation. And we must practice like that. We can be a fan. So that's why when you read the sutra, the Bodhisattva say, wherever people need a young boy to be helped, I will be a young boy to help. Wherever a place they need a man, a lady, an old lady, a king, the royal, a servant, I can be all form of people. What does that mean? It means if you have a compassion in you, you think for others, no complaining. At home, sometimes you have to work for your husband, for your wife, for your children. And if you say, oh, I am a servant, you will be suffer. But you say, I am a Bodhisattva, you will do things with your happiness, because you can do things for people. When you come to the temple, you give a hand. You sweep the floor, you mop the floor. You come to the community, you give your support, you're volunteering. Those are all the Bodhisattva's actions. We all do with our compassion, compassionate, with our loving kindness. So today, during this mindfulness day, and I just want to expert the brief sutra taught by the Buddha about the 5 qualities of the elephant. And the Buddha say, as a monk, as a nun, as a practitioner, you also need these 5 qualities. The Buddha never prepared Dhamma talk in his mind. Wherever he meet people, something happened, he can give a talk right away. One day he meet the farmer, and the farmer told him, do you know Gotama? Gotama is his last name. You people have nothing to do. We are the farmer. We have the rake. We have everything as a farmer needs to be used. The stool and everything. What do you do for your living? And the Buddha said, okay, you have the seed. Yes, I have the seed too. You know what is my seed? The faith is my seed. Rake is my wisdom. To rake all the suffer deeply inside of us. So wherever he meet people, he can give a talk. That's why when you read Nikaya, some of the title of the sutra are very funny. A buffalo boy, a good farmer, a sweet cake, And the Buddha gave example. When you practice, the more you practice, the more you get tasty of the same as you taste the cake. The more you enjoy things to do for people, the more give you more energy and to do it. So I hope that every one of us will do our best so we can become the good Dharma instrument for our community, for ourselves and our family. Thank you so much for your time and for your listening.